Senate Bill 61, an act to revise the elements of the crimes of vehicular homicide and vehicular battery.
Senate Bill 61, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this bill simply inserts marijuana into those sections of the law which deal with vehicular homicide and vehicular battery. In both sections, under current law, we deal with individuals who are, and I quote here, under the influence of an alcoholic beverage, any controlled drug or substance, or a combination thereof. This bill would add marijuana to the mix. Currently, we include driving under the influence of marijuana in the DWI statute, along with controlled drugs and substances and alcohol. But we've seen that if an individual is under the influence of marijuana and is driving in a negligent manner and causes death or serious bodily injury, they surely fit into the purpose for which this statute was initially intended. I believe that this bill just closes a loophole that was not intended by previous legislatures, and I would urge you to vote for it. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 61? Hearing none. Representative Fisher Clements.
Question for the sponsor.
Please state your question of Representative Hennings.
Thank you. Representative Hennings, how is an individual tested for marijuana?
Representative Hennings, do you wish to respond to the question?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Speaker. Marijuana would be tested through a blood test, and since you asked that, if I may expound on it just a little further. The intoxication by marijuana which causes bad driving would be a fact situation for the state's attorney's office, not necessarily for the police officer at the scene.
Representative Fisher Clements, you still have the floor.
Thank you. I have one additional question.
Please state your question.
Representative Hennies, do you know how long the marijuana stays within the blood supply that when you're doing that testing, how long is it
Representative
before
Hennings,
it leaves the body after the use, I guess is the question.
Representative Hennings, do you wish to respond to the question?
Yes, sir, I will.
Go ahead.
It is my understanding that marijuana stays in the blood for a year or perhaps longer.
Representative Fisher Clements, you still have the floor.
Then I have one additional question. Is there, I'm not familiar with, and I guess I need to know, is there a way to determine a level of that marijuana? If it can stay within the blood for an entire year, is there a way to determine actually how much or what kind of level and to then use that as a way to press these charges?
Representative Hennings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe that given a fact situation, which I mentioned earlier, would require, first of all, that there be some sort of driving which caused an arrest or the accident, and then put that together with the entire fact situation, which would include the immediacy of the ingestion of marijuana and so on. The very fact that a blood test reveals that there is marijuana in your blood does not give you enough to charge someone with vehicular battery. You have to add those with all of the other portions of the offense in order to make your case in a fact situation. And I hope that answers your question.
Thank you.
Representative Fisher Clements, you still have the floor.
Thank you.
Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Davis.
Question of the sponsor.
State your question of Representative Hennies.
Is there anything in there that deals with legalized marijuana being taken for health purposes?
Representative Hennings, do you wish to respond to the question?
I do, Mr. Speaker. This entire bill merely puts the ingestion of marijuana, which causes an accident, into the bill. It just puts that into the mix. It does not have anything to do with legalization of marijuana or the use of that. But I might add, if I may, that while it's against the law to drive under controlled substances at the present time, and this is the mix that we're putting the marijuana in, if you are taking a prescription drug for which it's been prescribed for you and it still causes you to drive poorly, you can be charged with that. I hope you understand that.
Representative Davis, you still have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 61. Representative Cohen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, I will answer some of those questions because I can. One, marijuana, THC, will stay in your system for 28 hours in your bloodstream. Marijuana, unlike any of the controlled substances, unlike alcohol, is fat soluble. It will show up in your urine for extended periods of time. Secondly, my understanding is most of the tests done for this are UAs. It's typically not a blood draw. If it's in the blood for 28 hours, that's one thing. It can appear in your urine for 6 months to a year secondary to consumption. Secondly, even though this bill does not make a presumption, ladies and gentlemen, in judiciary, this bill was tied, was married to another vehicular homicide bill that made it a presumption that you were intoxicated if they found any substance in your system. So, no, you will not have to prove, law enforcement will not have to prove that you were not unable to operate your vehicle. You will have to be able to prove that you weren't intoxicated. Finally, they measure THC in nanograms, and in Germany they've decriminalized and they've set it at 100 nanograms as their measuring rate. Marijuana is different. It's a different substance. It's not special because of any sort of political position. It's special because it is a fat-soluble drug, and therefore it becomes absorbed into your system and then released when you burn that fat. Finally, I would ask a question of the sponsor, if possible, Mr. Speaker.
Please state your question of Representative Hennings.
Yes, Mr. Hennings, is there any demographic or epidemiological studies out there indicating a correlation between marijuana consumption and bad driving?
Representative Hennings, do you wish to respond to the question?
I'm unable to answer that. I don't know if there are any studies to that effect or not, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Cohen, you still have the floor.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I would contend that there are three studies that I have heard summaries on, one by the U.S. Department of Transportation, one by the Canadian Department of Transportation, and the third by the Australian Department of Transportation, that found absolutely no correlation between consumption and accident rates. And in fact, they found a negative correlation level. Now, indeed, maybe I'm incorrect in my summary, but it seems to me if we're going to pass a law that's going to lock people up for potentially 15 years, that the sponsors should at least have epidemiological and demographic data to substantiate their allegations. I would urge you to vote no on this bill.
Further remarks concerning Senate Bill 61. Representative Napoli.
Well, Mr. Speaker, members of the body, Representative Cohn is very well versed in his endeavor to legalize marijuana, but that's not the issue here today. The issue here today is dealing with the substance that is illegal in our state, has been for some time, and will continue to be. And so I point out to you that Representative Hennings has brought us a bill that is a good bill. It makes absolute sense. And I don't see any reason why we shouldn't pass it. If Representative Cohen wants to legalize drugs, that's fine. But that's not what this bill is about. Because we're trying to do what Representative Hennings is trying to do and what I would like to do, and probably every member of this body, is to make our streets and the citizens of this state safer. And I certainly applaud that effort. I do. And so when we have a majority of our state, not 50%, but 80%, that say that they are not in favor of legalizing drugs, then it should be the position of this body that we will go that direction in not furthering the legalization of drugs or its use, or promoting drugs or its use. And that's exactly what Representative Hennings has done. I applaud his efforts and his directions to prevent the spread and use of drugs, especially marijuana, which seems to be a drug of choice, which I'm sure we all know, and having spent considerable amount of my time with people who were in the drug culture, that once we start with marijuana, we know we all move up the ladder to harsher and harsher drugs, just like when you start out with beer, you end up with something a lot stronger. And so I think that the direction that we're going is great. I think we just need to keep going that direction, and passing this bill just puts us a little further down this road.
Representative Rowe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There seems to be some unanswered questions and some confusion around this bill, and so I would ask the body to extend the courtesy to Representative Hennings to defer this until the 27th legislative day, which would be Wednesday.
There's a motion to defer action, final action on Senate Bill 61 until Wednesday. There is a second. Any discussion on that motion? Representative Hennings.
I thank Representative Rowe, and I would thank the House to let me do this. I will try to get some of those questions answered and make a better presentation next time.
Further remarks on the motion to defer? Representative Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, I'm glad that we're going to be deferring, and I would be delighted to try to provide any of the data that I have spoke on. And in summary, I'd like to say that the comments made upon my agenda, I didn't bring this bill. I'm not pushing any agenda. Thank you very much.
Further remarks on the motion to defer action on Senate Bill 61 until Wednesday? Hearing none. All those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Senate Bill 61 will be deferred to our Wednesday calendar.